Okay, Daf Nun Dalet, starting from the bottom of Nun Gimel and Beis. Yibayadu, five lines up. Chumsho milagav, or chumsho milabayar. As we'll see in tomorrow's Daf on Nun Hei and Beis, the Mishnah lists five different halachas in the Torah, five different categories of halachas that have a din of a chaymish. Okay, so let's just review them quickly because it's going to be no gear sugya today. The Mishnah Nun Hei and Beis says chamisha chumshenein Elohim, hoichal truma chumas meiser chumas meiser shodamai chalav abikurim. So any of the truma oriented halachas, if you eat them b'shegig, when you pay back to the kohen, so you have to pay an extra chaymish. That's one category. The next category is a paid the netter avay or meiser sheni shloim meisif chanish. If you're paid the meiser sheni, which we always talk about netter avay, also same halacha, you're paid the your own. So then also you have to pay a chaymish. It's all based on psukim in the Torah. Next one is a paid this hekdeishe meisif chanish. If you're makdish something to a berek abayis or as a mum, etc., and you're paid it back. Also, you have a chaymish. Hanenah shavah prutim and a hegdish ways of chaymish. When you're over the iser me'ila from hegdish, you have to pay a chaymish. And the last one is a goizos chaver shavah prutim and nishba ways of chaymish. When you steal something, we had all the cases of shemrim, etc., and you swear falsely and you get caught. In all those cases, you pay a chaymish. So there's five categories of halachas where the Torah say you have to pay not just the keren, but you have to pay the chaymish. So back to our sugya now. And then Gimel Beis, Yibaylu, Chum Shemi the Gav or Chum Shemi the Bar. How do you do the math? What is the mathematical calculation of a fifth? And there's two ways to do it. There's Chum Shemi the Gav, which is probably the way most of us would think about it if we just were sitting around to think about it, which means you take the Karen, you divide it by five, and you divide it by five. Let's say you have 100 shekel as your Karen, whatever the case was, any of those five cases, 100 shekel is the Karen. So five of five, one fifth of that would be 20%, would be 20. Okay, so instead of paying 100, you pay 20. That's chumshay milagav. Oh, he says the more chumshay milabar. Chumshay milabar says that what the Torah means is when you're finished paying, you will have paid a fifth more, including the fifth. So if you have 100, you actually do if you figure out the math, you're actually paying 25%. You're actually paying a quarter of the keren. So if you have 100, a quarter of that is 25. 25 onto 100 is 125, which means the 25 extra you paid was one fifth of the 125. Okay, so it's milabar. It's one fifth. Once you have the full calculation, you end up having paid an extra fifth, but it's actually 25% instead of 20% of the keren that you started with. So which one is it? So Amar Ravina Tashma, we've arrived from the Gemara in Erechin. The Gemara in Erechin says as follows. So when you're talking about being paid to Hegdish, so you want to make sure Hegdish gets the most money. So you could actually have a bidding war between a Bailim who wants to be paid back his own chayfetz, the guy's Makdish a chair, so he wants to be paid back his chair. Someone else comes and says, no, I want to be paid the chair. I like that chair. And he offers Hegdish more money. So obviously you give it to whoever gives Hegdish the most money. What if, now we said this halach of chaymish when you're paid it back from Hegdish is only on the Bailim, only on the original owner pays a chaymish. A zor, the non-owner who is paid it from Hegdish, does not pay a chaymish. So now you have an interesting bidding war going on. Because at the end of the day, when the Bailim is offering money to Hegdish, it's also plus an extra chaymish. Whereas a non-Bailim who's offering is offering just a carrot. So do you take that into cheshbon? So the Mishnah says that you do in a very interesting way. Habaylim, I remember, Esrim. The Bible says, I'm willing to pay 20 for something that he's being paid for Megdish. V'chol adam be'esrim. Someone else says 20, so they're equal. So Habaylim koydim. So then the Bailim gets first why? Then Shemashifin chaymish. Because he's going to pay an extra fifth. Obviously, Hegdish is going to end up getting more money when the Bailim is paid there than a non-Bailim. So that's easy. What about Echod Oimer? Eli be'esrim ve'echod. What if the Bailim says, I'll give 20? And another person says, no, I'll give 21. Okay, well, if you do the math now, the Bailim, including his chaymish, is going to end up paying more than 21. So the Bailim gets it. But what does he pay now? Says the Mishnah, HaBailim noisim esem v'sheish. Where does esem v'sheish come from? So the Gemara explains over there that the Bailim pays a fifth of what he bid, and he adds that fifth onto the other person's bid. So he bid 20, he pays a fifth, which is 5. On to the 21 that the non-Bailim bid. So 21 plus 5 is 26. So you know, A, we see two halachas. A, the chaymish is not on the other bid. The chaymish is on what your bid is. But in terms of our point, we see that the chaymish of 20 is 5, not 4. Okay, so that means it's clearly milabar, not milagav. Okay, the Mishnah continues.
One thing, but that first thing you said, that the 5 comes out higher than what the second one bid. As long as that is the case, then he wins.
That came from in the Mishnah. Habayim noisim esem v'sheish. Esem v'shnaim, if the other person bids 22, habayim noisim v'sheva, right? 5 plus the 22. Besem v'sholosh, if the other person bids 23, habayim noisim esem v'shmoinah. 23 plus 5. Besem v'arba, if the other person bids 24, which means that the bilims originally will come out more, so habayim noisim esem v'tesha. Esem v'chomesh, let's say the other person bids 25, habayim noisim shloshim. Then the Bailim pays Shloshim, and Rashi over here brings the Kasha, the Gemara over there asks, L'chor, once it's 25, it's not really fair to make the Bailim pay, because it's equal. The Bailim would have paid 20 plus his 5, 25, and this person is bidding 25. Why does the Bailim have to take it in that case? The Gemara over there discusses that question. But L'maisa, the Mishnah says you pay 30. You don't pay a Chaimish on yours, you pay a Chaimish on a Chaimish of your bid, onto the Karen of the other person. But in terms of what we care about for learning from this Mishnah, Shema Mina Chum Shemila Bar, Shema Mina, clearly the fifth is that. Now, if the other person bid 26, then the other person takes it. There's no question. It's only up to 25 that we discussed. But in terms of our halacha, Chum Shemila Bar, in this case, you see clear that Mishnah at least holds that the Chaimish is from 20, would not be 4, the 20 would be 5. So it's not so simple. It's really machlokes tanoim. Ketanoim. Yosef chamishi soyalov. That's one of the psukim when you're being paid a behemah tamea. It says Yosef chamishi soyalov. Shehu v'chumshay chamisha divir baisha. He says that no, that the keren plus the chaimish is going to be 5. Meaning, if you have a selah, it's for dinner, you're going to pay 5. If you're innocent, I'm married. Chamishi soy means chumshay shel keren. So you see clearly the first Tana is saying that it's Chaimish Milabar, and the second one is saying it's Chaimish Milagav. So you see this question of Chaimish Milabar and Chaimish Milagav is actually Machlaikis Tanoim. The Mishnah Erechin is picking sides, but Lamais, it's a Machlaikis Tanoim. Ibailu, Chaimish Ma'akev, Eina Ma'akev. Okay, do you say, what is this halach of Chaimish? Does that actually mean that when you're being paid in any of these cases when you have to pay an extra fifth, that means your din pigeon is actually an extra fifth? Or is it necessarily makif? Meaning, and the Gemara says it very lumdish wise. Bidalid parik, do you say the pigeon is really with the keren that you were supposed to pay the four? Va'akinaf shei moisif chaimish. Alma chaimish lay makif. And the Torah, do you say that the Torah is just adding on extra money you have to pay, but it has nothing to do with the pigeon? The pigeon was done when you paid 100. Oh, you owe another extra 25. That's halach on you. The Torah says you have to pay an extra 25, but that extra 25 payment is not a din in the pigeon. It's a din on you that the Torah says you have to pay. Or is the Torah say, when you want to be paid in your chayfetz, or all these cases, you must pay the extra 25. It's part of the pigeon itself. So if you look at it as part of the pigeon, so it's ma'akiv, or it's not part of the pigeon, it's just extra money you need to pay outside the pigeon. So Marvina Tashma, we say ha-demai, if you impaid a demai. So demai has the same problem. You have ma'aser sheni, you have demai. It's a suffix. Chazal said medrabanan, you have to treat it like ma'aser sheni when you buy from a mama arts. So demai ain loy chaimish. There's no din over there that you have to pay an extra fifth. The ain loy beer, there's a halach of beer ma'aser every 3 years. Hak mashma, hak keren yesha. If you have ma'aser sheni of demai, you want to bring it to your shalayim, you have to be paid it. Okay, if you don't want to slip it. So you have to be paid it. Karen, you pay, but the chaimish, you don't pay. My time, huh? Karen, the ma'akib, but their raisa, isa, but their abonin. Chaimish, the ma'akib, but their raisa, less with the abonin. Clearly, this price seems to be saying that the chaimish is just a din on you. It's not really a halacha in the pigeon itself. And therefore, when it comes to demai, which we always say that's only a din der abonin, so then we'll make you pay the karen, but we don't make you pay the chaimish. Because it's not really ma'akib in a deraisa case. Whereas the karen, which is obviously ma'akib in a deraisa case, that you do have to pay when you're going to be paid demai. So that Tana seems to clearly say that chaimish is not ma'akev. It says in the Brisa, but when you're being paid the hegdish, our case, you paid the karen, but you did not pay the extra fifth. Maybe the Yezra, you could eat the ma'aser sheni, it's okay. You owe the extra money, but the pigeon worked. Maybe Yeshua Amar lo yoichel, Yeshua says you cannot. Amar Rebbe, and comes Rebbe and makes a pshara b'nem. He makes a compromise. Nirin divir b'liezer b'shabbos. If you're talking about on Shabbos, where you don't have what to eat except for this ma'aser sheni food, and you're not in Yerushalayim, so you're not eating it. You want to be paid this, so you can eat the ma'aser sheni food, so you're stuck. So if you don't have enough money to be paid, including the chaimish, you can be paid without the chaimish. V'divir b'yeshua b'chol, but on the weekday, just, you don't need to eat now. It's not for kosher Shabbos. So eat something else or whatever it is. Find, get some other food. Take the money and go buy other food. Don't be paid a ma'aser sheni with less than its value. Now, midamar niver be the yezer b'shabbos. From the fact that Rebbe said, I'm going to make up a pshara that the Braisa did not talk about at all. And he said, on Shabbos, we're going to pass an akim with the Yezer. Mashma, Michlal, the Pligi, Afil, B'chol. Really, the Machlaikis is even on the weekday, whether the Chaimish is Makim or not. And Midamar Nivin, the Yeshua, B'chol, that, I mean, we're going to hold like a Yeshua on the weekday that the Chaimish is Makim, Michlal, the Pligi, Afil, B'Shabbos. He himself holds, even on Shabbos, even though you're stuck. Too bad the chaimish is ma'akiv. So what's the machlekes? My love, osvar kamifugi. The b'diazer serving chaimish loy ma'akiv, not on Shabbos, not on weekday. And Yeshua serving chaimish ma'akiv, both on Shabbos and on weekday. And comes along Rabbi and draws a line between them that if you have an overriding concern of Shabbos, will be the b'diavad say the chaimish is not ma'akiv. So you see, we have a machlekes tanoim whether chaimish is ma'akiv by Maisha Sheni or not. So my papa lavdafka. Maybe the issue here is something else. Look, the kuli alma chaimish le'makve. Maybe menat Torah the chaimish is not ma'akve. The chaimish is a din that you have to pay, but it has nothing to do with the pigeon itself. Our question here in this price is midrabanan. In a situation where you don't pay the chaimish, if we let you eat it, you might come never to pay the chaimish. So midrabanan, do we tell you please don't eat it until you actually pay the chaimish? Besides din daraisa, maybe that's only a din darabanan. We're afraid you're going to be pesheya and not go ahead and pay the chaimish. Therefore, we tell you please go ahead and not please. Chazal mitzvah midrabanan, you should not eat it until you pay the chaimish. No, you have a chayv, you'll pay it off, you'll take the money, you bring it to Yerushalayim, but in terms of eating the Maaser Sheni now, that you're a paida, you could do it even without the chaymish. Because on this side, everybody holds the chaymish midaraisa is not back. Amar Rabbi Yechonon, hakol moedim behegdish shechil that you could. That if you're going to say that the machlokes by Maaser Sheni is your din d'rabbanan, everybody holds the rice of chaimish is not akiv. It's only a question of drabbanan whether we're afraid you're going to be pesheya. So when you're dealing with your own meiser sheni, that there's nobody looking over your shoulder to make sure you're actually doing it and putting the money aside and bringing it to your shalayim, then we have to be, there's a time to say we're going to be chayshish that you're not going to pay. So Chazal said, don't eat it until you actually put the money aside. But by Hegdish, Shechil Hoyle the Gizbar and Tavanai Sai Bashok, the Gizbar knows that you're a Paiti. You're a Makdish to something. Now you want to be Paiti from the Gizbar. And every town there's a treasurer of Hegdish to make sure that you give the money. So there's no reason, there's no reason to be Chayish for Pshia. Because the Gizbar is looking over your shoulder. And therefore, he says, by Hegdish, everybody would agree that the Chaimish is not ma'akiv. Again, on the tzad, the Chaimish is not ma'akiv derais. It's only dindurabonon. By Hegdish, you would not have such a dindurabonon. So it's not true. But by Hegdish, like Pligi, Vatalia. Nosan is a Kamvalai, Nosan is a Chaimish. Our case, Mamish, if you pay the Kayin and pay the Chaimish, if the Yezra, I'm a Chilel. Chilel is going to be talking about by Hegdish, that you, the pigeon worked. And on that, I'm a Rebbe, near and the Yezra, by Hegdish, Vitvicha, Mamiser. So, I could say, again, a pshara, but not between Shabbos and weekday, but a pshara between Shabbos and not Shabbos. Midamar Rebbe, midamar niver b'divir lezer b'hegdish, mechal defli pligi afilu b'maiser. If Rebbe Eliezer says that you do not have to worry about it being paid the extra fifth by Hegdish, mashma he say, if the way Rebbe explains it, that means Rebbe Eliezer really said it, both by Hegdish and by Meiser, that Chemish is not Ma'akiv at all, not Chayish Rupshi at all. And with the current Divri Chama Meiser, that Chemish is Ma'akiv, Michal Dinu Pligi Afil Be'Hegdish. Eli Yitmar, Hochi Yitmar. So rather, what Rabbi Yechonon meant when Rabbi Yechonon said that there is a case that everybody agrees that Chemish is not Ma'akiv, because we see by Meiser it's Machlaikis, by Shabbos it's Machlaikis, by Hegdish it's Machlaikis. So is there a case where everybody agrees that even when there are you don't have to pay the money before you can eat the stuff? There is. If you have both svaras together, A, it's Hegdish, and therefore the gizmo is looking over his shoulder, and it's Shabbos, so you're stuck and you want to be able to have food for Shabbos, Yontif, etc., then everybody's going to hold the Chazal, the Nemeket Takana. Chodet Eksiv, across the Shabbos, Oinig, so you need the food for Shabbos. V'yoid, however, Gizbar and Tevin, Eisem, Meshuk, and the Gizbar looking, so if you have both Sfaras, then both of you, the Ezra, Meshua, etc., they all agree Chazal, but so it seems to be coming out clearly that on a Daraisa level, Chemish is definitely not Ma'akiv. It's only a question of Michayas for Pshia, and then there's different Sfaras, whether that applies by Shabbos, whether it applies by Hegdish, but by Shabbos and Hegdish, then everybody's going to agree that the Chemish is definitely not Ma'akiv. Of course, you have to pay the money, but you don't have to pay the money before you can eat the food on Shabbos. So now, there's many other halachas that apply to all these different items, and the question is, how does it apply to the chaimish of them? For instance, Hari Amru, Hegdish and a Mischal al-Karka. When you be paid the Hegdish, right? You don't have to pay cash. It's not like v'tzarta kesef v'yadecha v'maaseh sheni. You don't have to pay cash. You can pay shavah kesef, but you're not allowed to use land. Right, Drachman, I remember Nasata Hakesef Akamli, you have to give something to Hegdish. You karka you can't give. So karka you can't work with when you're being paid to Hegdish, but the Karen, you can't use karka. Chum Shaymaj is Khal Karka. What about the extra fifth? When it comes to the extra fifth, does that same halacha apply that you have to give non-karka? Or by the Chemish is different. The Chemish never says. So is the Chemish like the Karen and that halacha or not? Another example of this is by Truma. When you eat Truma, so the halacha is it's an amazing halacha by Truma. If you eat Truma b'shegig, for a non-Kayin, he's Truma b'shegig. When he pays back the Kayin, he has to pay back fruits that are right to be Truma, and when he gives them to the Kayin, they become Truma. And we're talking about non-tevel fruits, fruits that are already masukin in your house, all fine and dandy, and now you give them to the Kayin instead of the Truma that you ate, those fruits become Truma. And if you have to give him something that's roi to become Truma, that's the halacha by the carrot. When you give it to him, it becomes kodesh. So davar roi liyos kodesh. That's by the carrot. Chum shemash yishtam shleim en achulun. Does that halacha apply to the chaimish as well? When you have to pay to the kohen the extra fifth by truma, we said, does the fifth also have to be paid from something that becomes truma and it becomes truma, or is the fifth just a cash payment on the side and you can give cash for that? How does that work? Another example. Meiser enem eskala alosimayim. We said meiser according to one sheet we had. Cannot be paid onto a piece of metal. It has to be paid onto a coin. So it has to be an officially sanctioned coin. What about the extra fifth? Can the extra fifth also be have to be also on a coin? It could also be something separate. So all these halachas they had, which was, how do you look at this halacha? These shailas are what the relationship between the halacha of the chemish in all these cases is. A love. Torah says, Allah, the rabbis, chum shay kamayis, by all three of them, if you have the psukkim on the side, by all three of these halachas, by hektish, by meiser, and by being paida, by the case of the fifth, it all says Allah in the pasuk, for example. Why does it say Allah? Each one of these Allahs teaches you that the halacha of the Karen and the halacha of the Chaimish is the same. If Karen requires Kesef, then the Chaimish requires Kesef. If the Karen requires not to be Karka, then the Chaimish requires not to be Karka. If the Karen requires that it be something that can become Truma, then the Chaimish has to be something that can be Truma. So all these halachas are going to be exactly the same. Samaravina, Afan Anamitanina, we see in a brayse the same halacha about the chaimish. It's the brayse that says, "Agoinev truma, if you steal truma, veloy ochla." So you steal truma, anytime you steal something, you have to pay kefil. Here, you didn't eat the truma, the truma is intact, it's be'em. So, mashamta shumay kefil, demay truma. So you have to pay kefil, you give back the truma, plus you pay kefil. Now, kefil you pay over here is what we call demay truma. Demay truma means that you don't have to pay the full value, the way Rashi explains it. You're not paying the full value. Remember, truma itself is not worth the full value of the crops that it represents. It's only worth about two-thirds, because you're only going to be able to sell it to a kohen. So the kefil that you pay, the W pay, is only the demei truma. Our point that we need is the next part of the price. It says, achla, if you ate the truma. So now, mishalem, shnei karanim v'chaimish. So you have to pay karen twice, because you have to pay the karen plus kefil, and you have to pay a chaimish. So you're paying two plus a fifth. Now, what has that work? Karen v'chaimish minachulin. So the karen and the chaimish has to be from crops that when you give it to the kohen, it will itself become truma. So you see, says Ravina, our point, that the chaimish itself also has to be from something like truma that will become truma. Karen, the main truma, and the second karen, which is the kefil, that you can give anything for, that you can, doesn't make a difference what you give, because that's just the kefil, that's al dine geneva. Not als dine truma. Shmamina, chum shay kamoise, shmamina. So we see, says Ravina, since Brisa, like we said, that the halacha of the chaimish is exactly the same halacha as the karen. Amar Rava. Rava brings up an interesting point now. Gabe gezel ksiv. By the case where you steal and you make a shua and you have to pay a chaimish over there, the pasuk says, very interesting, I'll read the whole pasuk. Omikola shay yishov alav la sheker, v'shilim oisoy beroy shoy, v'chamishi sov yosef alav la sheker, v'lo yitener b'yem ha-shem osoy. We have this drash, we dash it many times, and we dash it, it says, v'chamishi sov, which is like a lashon rabim, v'tanana, and we had over there in Baba Kama, all the way at the end of Baba Kama, nosan lo yisakeren, v'nishbaloi, So if you paid the Karen, you stole from someone, you made a shrua. You're supposed to make a pay the Karen and a chaimish. You paid him the Karen, then he said, hey, you stole me the chaimish. And you said, what do you mean? I paid you the chaimish. He said, you didn't pay me the chaimish. And then you swore on the chaimish. Okay? So the halacha over there is, al chaimish, harizem maisif chaimish al chaimish. So then you pay back the, when you find the admit and you get caught, you pay back the chaimish plus a chaimish on the chaimish. Eventually, if you keep doing that and keep going down by chemish, 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 eventually you'll have less than a shor pruta. We know you don't pay anything when it's less than a shor pruta. Fine. But over there, the pasuk specifically says, chemishay sov, lashon rabim, to teach you this chemish on the chemish. So not just the core, not just the chemish on the original core, but you can even have a chemish on the chemish if you swear on the chemish again and again and again and again. Gabi truma, when it comes to paying the chaimish on the truma, there it doesn't say chamishi sov. Over there the pasuk says, ish ki yechal kodesh b'shkoga, v'yasav chamishi soy olav. Chamishi soy sounds like singular. And even though it sounds like singular that you only pay chaimish once, the halacha is not like that. V'tanano yechal truma b'shagayik, mishalim keren v'chaimish. So you pay back a keren v'chaimish, and we just explained, the chaimish itself also becomes truma. And then it says, any type of hana you get when you destroy the truma, you get hana from it. It has to be something you get hana from, as she points out. If you eat it, you drink it, you smear it. Echad truma tayir, v'echad truma tamei, whether it's tar or tamei, meshalim chumsha, you pay the extra chaimish, v'chumsha de chumsha. Here also, if you eat now, go ahead and eat the chaimish that turned into truma. You eat that, then you end up having to pay a chaimish, thank you, you end up paying a chaimish on the chaimish. So you see here, even though it said only chamishi so, without the yud vav, it just said vav chamishi so, which is mashma singular, still the halacha is, we're not sure why yet, that you have to pay chamish on the chamish on the chamish multiple times. Now, points out the Gemara, v'ilugami meiser, when it comes to the chamish you pay by meiser, loy michtav ksiv, the pasuk does not say over there anything to indicate that it should be multiple chamishes. Doesn't say it. V'loi mistatana. We don't have any Mishnah which discusses the halacha. V'loi bayi bayalon. And we never even asked it as a shaila in the Beis Medrash. It seems to be a dover poshet by Meiser that you don't pay chaimish on chaimish. But the Gemara doesn't explain ever why. Rashi explains that by truma, even though it says chamishi so, which is singular, but the pasuk right there when it's talking about it says v'yosaf chamishi so. There's an extra vav. And the vi yosaf chamishi soy sounds like it's saying that you're going to pay the chamishi so multiple times. Vi yosaf, you could do it multiple times. So by kachim, it says chamishi sov. Not by kachim, sorry. By shrua, it says chamishi sov, which is clearly mashma multiple chamishes. By truma, it only says chamishi so, but it says vi yosaf, the extra vav. So that's a remez, Rashi calls it, that there's multiple. But Meiser doesn't say anything. The Meiser just says chamishi soy. And if it just says chamishi soy, we assume it's just singular, and there is no chaimish on the chaimish. Okay. We got behegdish. What about behegdish? What about behegdish when you pay the hegdish? Over there, ksiv. V'ima magdish yigal es beisoy. Vi yosaf chamishis kesef hekecho. Over here, it says the vi yosaf. It says the extra vav, like it said by Truma, but it doesn't say chamishi soy. It says chamishis. So, mitzanan ha'paydes hekdesh, ma'isiv chaimish. Right? It says when you pay the hekdesh, you pay a chaimish. That we know. Chumsha tanan, chumsha de chumsha, leitanan. Over there, it does not say when you give something to hekdesh for the chaimish and then you want to be paid that you pay a chaimish on the chaimish. It doesn't say that. So, my, why not? What is the halacha? Well, I mean, what's the issue? It says, I don't understand. By the case of Shavuot, it says Chemishir Sov. Okay. By Truma, you said it says V'yosaf. So this is I'll tell you what the drasha is. My Gabi Truma Ksiv V'yosaf, and the V'yosaf, the extra Vav, is the indicator that there's a double payment of Chemish. So Gabi Hekdishna, Gabi Kodishnami, Oksiv V'yosaf. So on one hand you say, it says V'yosaf by Truma, it says the extra V'yosaf by Hekdish also. So just like by Truma, the Vav says that you pay double chaimish if you do chaimish on a chaimish on a chaimish. So also by hektish, if you pay to the chaimish, you pay also a fifth. That's one side. Oy Dilma, you misunderstood the drasha by truma. The drasha by truma is not the extra vav. The drasha by truma is what we call
Gairin Maisifin Gairin Maisifin. We could take letters and move them around in a pasuk. Meaning, you take the vav off the viyasaf, and then it says over there chamishi soy. If you put two vavs at the end of chamishi soy, then it's keilu. It says habalei chamishi yisov. It's like it said, like by the case of the shua, that it's a double, and then you pay double. Megabe hegdish, if you pay attention. Ksiv v'yosef chamishis. Doesn't say a vav there at all. It just says chamishis. And therefore, afa gav dechishakas le'levav de v'yosef, even if you take the vav of v'yosef and add it on to the chamishis by hegdish, v'shal desay al chamishis, soif soif, havalei chamishi soy. It'll be chamishi soy. So what is the nature of the drasha by Truma? By Maisha Sheni, seems we don't have a drasha at all. Doesn't say V'yosef. By Truma, it says V'yosef. The question is, what is the nature of that drasha? Is the nature of drasha just an extra vav? An extra vav says you pay multiple times. So Behektish also is an extra vav, you pay multiple times. Or is it the special type of drasha called Gairin Umaisifin, that you're not just an extra vav, but you move the vav? By Truma, where it already says Chamishi Soy, once you put a second vav on the end of that, it means plural. By Hegdish, it only says chamishis. If you put one vav onto that, it still means only singular. And there's no drasha to be made. And therefore, this would be a question of when you have a double pigeon now by Hegdish, do you pay chamish on the chamish or not? Because Manos said, what's the shayla? But typically, the havelei Hegdish sheni. L'chayra, if you're paid the Hegdish, and you're paid it onto money, let's say you have something that's Hegdish, a chair, and you're paid it. Instead of being paid with money that you give, you paid the heg, the kedusha, from the chair onto a table. You can do that, right? Shava kesef ke kesef. Now you want to go be paid to the table. So the halacha is, v'yamer b'shum alevi, ahek deshrisha ma'isef chemesh, ahek deshen eina ma'isef chemesh. We'll see a drasha later. The b'shum alevi says, you only pay the chemesh on the original hegdish, not on any secondary hegdishes. So for the Gemara, what's the whole shayla about being ma'isef chemesh al chemesh? By hegdish, l'chayra the chemesh is a hegdish sheni. It's not the original thing you are makdish. And if it's not the original thing you are makdish, Rabbi Shmuel Levi already said you don't pay a chaimish onto that. So if you don't pay a chaimish onto the secondary thing you're makdish, the chaimish itself should be a secondary thing. I'm a layer of Papi Lavina. No. Hachem Arav, Rabbi said that's not the point. Chaimish ketchilas hegdish dami. When you have something that was hegdish, you were paid it onto something else. On that something else, you're definitely not going to be myself for chaimish. But if you're paid it onto money, and that money is owed to something else, the chaimish itself is the first time this thing represents hegdish at all. By a secondary hegdish, this is a hegdish that was milgalgel. It was hegdish, you applied it to something else, and you applied it to something else. On the secondary thing, you don't ma'isif chaimish. But the chaimish itself, the shema'isif onto the original hegdish, was the first time this thing represented a new kedusha. And therefore, since it represented a new kedusha, it's not hegdish sheni, it's hegdish rishay. We just have a secondary shayla, do you do chaimish on chaimish? And that we have not been poshut yet. So my avila, how do we paskin this? Amar Rav Tavyumi Mishmei Dabaya, Amar Kro, V'yosef Chamishif Kesef Erkecha. You should add Chamishis by Hegdish, Kesef Erkecha. And if we darshan, Makesh Chaymish Le Kesef, we makesh a Hekesh between the Chaymish and the Kesef itself. Le Kesef Erkei. Makesef Erkei, Moisef Chaymish. On the original money, obviously, you're Moisef Chaymish. Af Kesef Chaymish, Nami Moisef Chaymish. On the Chaymish also, so it's a different drasha. Not based on the Yosef, not based on Chamishi Yosef, just from this Hekish between the Kesef Chamishis and the Kesef Erkecha, that you just like you pay Chamishis on the original Hekdish, you also pay Chamishis on the Chamish that you're adding. Now let's go back to Rabbi Shmuel Levi. We'll start the sugya, we'll finish it tomorrow. Gufa Rabbi Shmuel Levi. Al Hekdish Rishon Maisef Chamish, Val Hekdish Shein Ein Maisef Chamish. What's Pshat? Amar Rava. My time in Rabbi Shmuel Levi, Amar Kro. The Pasuk says, Vim HaMakdish Yigales Beisei, if you makdish a house and you want to be paid it back from Hekdish, V'yosef Chamishas Kesef Erkecha Olov, V'hoya Loi. So why does it say HaMakdish? He dashes V'HaMakdish Yigales Beisei, HaMakdish V'loi HaMatfis. When you makdish a house, then it has original kedusha. When you're paying, you pay a chaimish. If I'm makdish my field, and now I want to be paid to the field by transferring the kedusha onto the house, and now I'm paid to the house, that house is not called a makdish, the house. That house would be called in the lashon of the Torah a matfis, the house. It's a different word. It says in Mishum Alevi, if you're makdish a house directly and you paid it, you pay, it's a bad example, but maybe because of the house. But if you're makdish it, you pay a chaimish. But if you're matvis it in place of something else, then you would not pay a chaimish because that's what we call hegdisheni. And in hegdisheni, we don't. Tani Tana Kamei Rabbi Elazar. We'll start this drasha. We'll finish it tomorrow. We're not going to get through the whole thing. The pasuk says, when you're being paid an animal, if you have an animal, a non-kosher animal, that you're makdish, obviously you can't bring it as a carbon, so you have to be paid. The pasuk says, v'im b'mahema ratameyu upada berkecha v'yasav chamishi soy alav v'im lo yigel v'im kar berkecha, if you're not paid it with the chamish, someone else can buy it. So Beloza Dash is like this, ma b'hema tameyem yuchedis, shetchil asay hektish, it's an original hektish, v'kula l'shamayim, nobody eats anything from this, not like a carbon shlomim or anything like that. And there's a din me'ila on it. Of course, tchilase hekdesh, anything which has an original hekdesh. V'kulu l'shamayim, mayalimbay. Now, this drasha makes very little sense, as Rashi points out, because this pasuk is not talking about me'ila. This pasuk is talking about paying a chaimish. It's nothing to do with me'ila at all. And it's not really true. You have me'ila on anything that's hekdesh. Whether it's hekdesh rishon, hekdesh sheni, no such thing as not having me'ila on something you have hekdesh. So this whole drush of the way Rabbi Elazar quoted it, that you see from this pasuk, that if something's tchilas hegdish, and you see from this pasuk that it's kula shemayim, there's a din me'ila, is a very, very strange drush. Okay, even if you're talking about me'ila somehow, I understand what you're telling me, that only if it's something that's kula shemayim, as opposed to kachim kalim, where you eat a lot of it, that doesn't have a din me'ila. That we know. Chimin the isle, the bayle, mekabayo, lesle din me'ila. What does that mean? Tchilas hegdish. Tchilas hegdish udis by mila. So if hegdish less by mila, right? When you makdish something, there's a dimila. If you put it onto a second thing, the second thing is a din mila. If you put it onto a third thing, the third thing is a din mila. It's a shalacha like that. Says the Gemara, Dimala inyan chaimish ka amrit. Maybe you misread the whole brisa. And when the brisa said this by mila, it didn't really mean me'ila in terms of the halacha of using and getting enough from hegdish. It meant the din of that if you use hegdish, you have to pay a chaimish. Is that what you were referring to? Our halacha. Could it be Shuvan Levi? And that would be Shuvan Levi's point that hegdish rishon has a din chaimish. Hegdish sheni does not have din chaimish. You're right. That's exactly what I meant. I was not referring to the classic din me'ila. I was just referring to the chaimish aspect of it. We'll pause here. Tomorrow we'll continue the rest of the braisa. Guten Yontif.